It's 14:30, so we resume the meeting. Are the interpreters ready to go? Fine, there, very good. So let's continue with item four then. Discussing the key role of transboundary water resources for the clean energy transition. And just to recall that this water energy links are really a key area of interest for the task force, and it's an area where the environment and sustainable energy divisions of UNEC have been increasingly cooperating, and starting from joint work in the Western Balkans, hard talks on renewable energy, and this publication that was introduced towards sustainable renewable energy investment and deployment, trade-offs and opportunities with water resources and the environment. Also joint work in Central Asia, in particular through the Almaty Energy Forums in 22 and 23, and also upcoming ICI project, regional mechanisms for the low carbon climate resilient transformation of the energy water land nexus in Central Asia, which is expected to start early next year. So a lot has been done, and there's been active cooperation. In this part of the meeting, under this item, we'll have two panels. The first one would look broadly at the energy system and its vulnerability to water issues, and in particular its dependency from water resources. And here, of course, our main interest is in the transboundary aspect. And the second is focused specifically on hydropower, a renewable energy source that already plays a key role in the energy transition, but the development of it on large rivers is also inextricably linked to water cooperation and transboundary agreements. And for moderating the first panel, I'd like to invite Gianluca Sambuccini, who is responsible for renewable energy in the Sustainable Energy Division of UNEC. Please, Gianluca. Thank you.
Thank you, Anuka.